The country's record net migration of 130,000 new arrivals in the last year has raised concerns about the potential impact on consumer demand and the flow on to inflation. But a new report by KiwiBank economists presents a more nuanced argument, pointing to record levels of remittances being sent home by migrants. For the first time last year, those remittances exceeded $1 billion, mostly to India, the Philippines and China. KiwiBank senior economist and co-author Mary Jo Vergara says with the huge surge of migrants, it's not yet translated into a growth in consumption here, and a closer look at migrant priorities is illustrative. Kia ora, Mary Jo.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good. This is really interesting, isn't it? With that volume of net volume of arrivals, people anticipating a very big impact on consumption here. And in some areas, that's indicative, I think particularly perhaps accommodation. But what this shows is that a lot of what's earned gets sent home, Mary Jo.
It is that boost to consumption that we were all sort of expecting with rapid population growth hasn't quite transpired. We've seen the impact of net migration and that surge on the labour market, especially with that boost and that expansion to our labour force. But in terms of local consumption, we haven't actually seen that. Migrants are arriving at a time of tight financial conditions. So, you know, it makes sense that there is just across the board pretty weak consumption.
So let's look at the remittances, and can we just get a sense of the scale of them, perhaps compared to previous years? How have you crunched it?
Yeah, so looking at it, in 2020, we obviously had the unprecedented border closures, so we saw a net outflow of net migration. That led to around a 10% decline in the amount of remittances sent by New Zealand residences overseas. But we saw that sharply recover in 2023, where it did exceed that 1 billion mark. There's no doubt that inflation is playing a role here, boosting those nominal levels, but it does coincide with that migration boom, specifically that strong inflow of Indian migrants. We know that they are the top recipient. India is the top recipient of global remittances, so it makes sense that we've seen the same sort of trend here in New Zealand.
So you would conclude that this is a factor in migration not being, not being as inflationary as we might have anticipated.
It is playing out that way. It seems that the impact on, so net migration has a demand component and a supply component to it when you see this boost. And it seems that we've seen the disinflationary force of that rise in the labour market, that rise to labour supply sort of play out at the very beginning. That's really been quite a strong force given how tight the labour market was to begin with. We are starting to see those demand effects come through, and that does mean a bit of inflation, particularly when we're looking at rents and how that surged to an all-time high. But in terms of the consumption aspect of it, it has been much weaker than you'd expect with 3% population growth.
One slight exception, and it's not surprising, is in accommodation and particularly rents. Can we detect the inevitable, which is that people need a place to live, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So that is putting that upward pressure on rents, that they can kind of be more flexible in terms of their consumption, I suppose, but they come here and they need shelter and they need a place to stay. And that is putting that upward pressure on rents. The housing market, house prices have been quite sluggish. It's mostly a function of high interest rates. But where we're seeing the most pressure really is in that rental space.
Why does it matter, this analysis that delves deep like this into remittances? Is this information that's relevant, I don't know, to those setting the cash rate? I mean, it's interesting apart from anything else. It's interesting the priorities of obviously so many new migrants. But why else is it important information?
I guess it's just getting a better understanding of this net migration picture. It really has been this big uncertainty over the last few years. We've been constantly surprised at how strong net migration has been. And so I guess from the Reserve Bank's perspective, they want to know how it impacts the economy and at the end of the day, inflation. I guess from their perspective, this disinflationary force of the supply side of net migration is actually helping helping the inflation outlook. It's putting that downward pressure on wages, which is really key to getting inflation back to 2%. But that demand side, it's very hard to calculate exactly the inflationary impact. So looking at remittances and the wider economic impact of net migration is all key in determining what that means for inflation and then interest rates down the line as well.
Thank you so much, Mary Jo Vergara, who is KiwiBank's senior economist, co-author of this report.